Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Tuesday, October 14th, 2025, 11 minutes past the hour. And we are having a good time here on WGH Talk Radio. I looked over at the soundboard there for a second, and a little white button that I push had popped off. It seems to be okay, but it had popped off. I couldn't do anything about it, though, until we got back on the air. Do want to remind everybody, come join us for Kids Night Out on at the 95 Kroger on October 27th, 5 to 7 p.m. Join them for games and spooky prizes. We'll also be collecting newly gently used coats and hats and gloves to donate to the Salvation Army. That's Kroger Kids Night Out, October 27th at the Route 95 location, 5 to 7 p.m., Ghost and Goblins Galore. All right, so we're talking about last night's city council meeting and hopefully being somewhat informative. And by the way, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Now, the other big issue last night, hour number one, we discussed the building code. The other big issue last night was the job of director of economic development here in Marion. Now, this was an interesting conversation last night. We learn now that what the city of Marion wants to do is create a job of economic development in conjunction with the county. Now, this will cost the city $80,000. It will cost the county $80,000. So it's $80,000 apiece for a total of $160,000, $120,000 which will go to the salary, and $40,000 which will be benefits and things of that nature for this person. Now, for people who are interested, the money that was being given to CanDo, which this sort of replaces, was a little over $41,000. And so now the city's part will be $80,000. Now, this position will be controlled from within the city. We learned last night that we're not really sure who will be picking this position. But we did learn that this person will answer to the mayor. We did learn that. And I guess also can be fired by the mayor. I don't know that that was ever clearly stated. I don't know. At one point, it was asked if council and the commissioners would have a part in hiring and firing, and I don't think that was ever clearly answered. But we do know that the person will be answering to the mayor, much like the budget director position, which has been created, and the grant director, I'm not even sure what that position's called. The grant writer position. So they will all report to the mayor. And this person will too. Now, I do have to give a lot of credit last night, because I kept saying the question that I'm most interested in is where is this money coming from and how much money is coming? Now, I guess we could say that $41,000 has always been going toward CanDo. Well, now we're up to 80. Now, it's not going to CanDo, but it's going to create this position. So Twyla Lang was the person last night. Got to give her credit. Fourth Ward City Council person Twyla Lang said to the mayor, how are we going to pay for this? Where is this extra $40,000 coming from? And the mayor's answer was, I don't know, but I've got some ideas. Our budget director is working on this. So that's kind of where that went. But I give Twyla a lot of credit for asking the question that nobody else was asking, where is this money coming from? And at one point, I think the conversation came up from an audience member, well, do we even know how much money the city has? And the answer was pretty much no. So it's a peculiar situation, to say the least. Go ahead, caller.
I thought I asked that before Twyla did.
No, I think Twyla did before you. I'm almost sure.
Well, the good thing is, it was asked.
Yes, I give Twyla a lot of credit for that.
And, you know, I think the mayor tripped over his own tongue.
Well, he did
engage his brain before putting his mouth in gear way before this question was even brought up.
Well, it was kind of odd in that, you know, one of his constituent or one of his council people did ask it, and it probably was not the one he thought was going to ask it. And he really, I mean, and if I'm wrong here, somebody correct me, but I think his answer was, I don't know yet, but our budget director is looking for it.
Wow. And you know, they don't even have a budget for the whole office, and yet they're trying to hire someone to head a department that really doesn't exist. Because it doesn't exist. And please correct me if I'm wrong. Don't they have to pass an ordinance establishing whatever they want to call it, jobs at Marion's Jobs and Economic Development Department?
Well, I didn't. I think Evelyn got up and said that the old position, which is no longer there because of CANDU, I think reported to regional planning.
Well, I've lost a lot of respect for what is it she's in charge of? Regional planning.
Yeah, Evelyn, yeah.
Yeah. When she said, well, the Economic Development Director needs to know AutoCAD and ArcGIS. I have never, in the 7 years going around to the adjacent county departments of economic development, and even talking with a consultant, have you ever heard of anybody needing or wanting to know this software? And the question was asked to me, why? Why do they need it? They don't understand. This is a sales job, which is extremely helpful to have experience in jobs and economic development, or just, you know, economic development. When you have economic development, the spinoff is jobs. But I thought it was kind of funny because, what's his name, the chair of Ralph Smith?
Yeah.
Well, it exists. I said, where is it? Here in City Hall. I said, what room? What room? Is it City Hall or is it going to be in the county building? They don't know yet. And then, who was the other guy that said I should ask my questions or whatever? Sixth Ward that took over Neff?
No, that's at large. That's Bill Dichtel.
Oh, that's at large. Okay. Bill Dichtel. I think the first syllable of his name is quite descriptive of who he is. I couldn't believe it that I couldn't get through to him. Well, why do I need to come back and ask? You already know the question. Why don't you come up with a solution? You know? Plus, can you tell me who it was when I was leaving, said Asim Alekum when I was leaving?
Oh, that was Aaron Rollins.
Aaron Rollins said that. You know, that just goes to show the lack of his knowledge. When I said Tikkun Olam, that's Hebrew. It's not Islam. It's not Muslim. You know? And he, I think it was a smart-ass remark to say that when it had nothing to do. And as I sent to you, do you remember I sent you Tikkun Olam?
Yes, yesterday, yes. Yes.
Yeah. And for the listening audience, that phrase, Hebrew, is repair and improve the world. And I get an Asim Alekum. So, see, I wonder how long Aaron Rollins is going to grow that beard, you know?
Well, I don't...
At any rate, these people are like talking to bumps on a log. The way they look at you, they don't say anything, and they just are in step with what the mayor wants. Hey, let's give it to him because, by God, he's the mayor, you know?
Well, now, I mean, just to be fair, I don't know if Aaron meant anything derogatory. I don't know. And I don't know. I think Bill Dichtel was upset because he felt you had said something derogatory to Ralph Smith. I think is where that went. But on the whole...
I love it when these people have illogical arguments and they don't follow what is being said and they just get their adrenaline up a little bit and fire off emotionally instead of listening.
Well, but I think the point should be made that Josh Daniels, who was there, I think, for the conversation in regard to the building code thing, I think, stood up and he heaped praise on this city council and heaped praise on the mayor. Now, this former city councilman, county commissioner, said he never thought he would see the day come when can-do would be pushed out of the way. And he said that an administration, I'm trying to remember the words he used, but that an administration would not be beholden to personal relationships and they would take the initiative and the lead and the council would be leaders. I mean, he was really effusive last night about this.
Well, and that, you know, is kind of hypocritical because the mayor is stacking everything that he can in his favor so he can control things, you know?
Well, for whatever reason, Josh is on board.
But the interesting thing, though, is the president of council, she still doesn't know how to conduct business. All of a sudden, we have Josh Daniels up there talking about the can-do and the economic development, and she never opened the floor up to public comment. And yet, oh, it's okay, Josh Daniels can come up and talk, et cetera, et cetera. That's why I felt compelled, hey, is the floor open to public comment, you know?
Well, it's interesting. I found that fascinating. Now, I this is one of those moments where I've been around long enough. I covered Josh when he was a county commissioner, and at that time, he was the heavy lobbyer that wanted to get rid of the then director of CANDU, and basically led to that. So Josh not being a fan of CANDU is nothing new. He wasn't when he was a county commissioner. He did lobby to get rid of the director at that time, which they did. Matter of fact, I did the first interview with that director after he was let go or quit or however they wanted to define it. So,
Craig Thompson?
No, that was Dave Claiborne.
Oh, Claiborne, I've heard they haven't been conflicting stories, but they've been very, very similar stories as to why he was let go.
Well, I know. I mean, I lived it. I mean, I was there. I know what he was accused of. I know what I asked him when I interviewed him after he was let go, and I know what he said. So, you know, but he did leave, and certainly had no love for Josh Daniels. But, so that, it didn't shock me last night that Josh would be anti-can-do. I guess what was a little shocking was this man who's been a county commissioner and this man who's been a city councilman would be so effusive in public toward the mayor and the council. I mean, that was different.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is, so here we have an entity called CANDU. Been around a little over 30 years. I'm curious what kind of efforts have been made since Comstock has been gone to go through, if Comstock even compiled a database of contacts, kept up with those contacts so that they would know what's happening in Marion and any other information, if that's been reclaimed or is can do, if there is a database of significance, is can do going to let the city have that? Or is this office going to have to start from ground zero and build it up again? Because can do had a presence in Columbus, etc. So is can do the name completely gone? And again, starting from the ground up.
It doesn't sound that way, but
what way does it sound? Because I'm, what do you know?
I heard last night that the mayor said can do was restructuring. They will continue on, but they will not be funded by the city any longer. Now, I don't know if the county is going to fund them or not. I don't know what funds they have on hand that are left, but basically they talked about restructuring the can-do board, because I believe somebody asked would there still be members of the city on the can-do board. So I,
well, it seems like then can-do ain't going to be able to do, because the city of Marion's duplicating that service. If can do was to continue on, they really don't have a reason to continue on, since the city is going to take the lead in all of this.
Well, I want to come back here to a second, because here's the thing. Now, as I said, Twyla did ask the question last night, where is the money for this position? Now, I give her credit for that, because somebody did need to ask that question, I believe, and I did not see anybody else asking it. Now, maybe they would have, but it was not being asked. Now, the problem is that when the mayor said, I don't know, I've got some ideas, and we're working with the budget director, would that have been a good enough answer from the auditor or the treasurer? If they had given that answer to Twyla, because she's asked them a lot of financial questions as well. So I don't know. See, it all seemed bizarre to me last night, because even though it was much better as far as people's demeanor, it did not seem to be ego-driven. I could not figure out, again, why would you put... You want this person in this position by January the 1st. So that's less than 3 months away. You haven't even started interviewing people. You've got this in front of council. You want it to go through. You're for it. But you don't know where the money's coming from yet. See, that confuses me. I would think I've got this idea for a position. This is where we can get the money. Okay, we have the money available for next year. Let's go look for this person. That doesn't seem to be what's happening here. And I'll give Twyla credit for asking the question. But why nobody said, Mayor, you were just asked where the money's going to come from. There's 2.5 months left in the year. You say you want this person hired by the 1st. You were at the first reading here of this job description, and you don't know where the money's coming from yet? I mean, now here are some problems. But nobody asked that.
Well, they didn't beleaguer it. And, you know, I was kind of shocked a little bit, because I got the feeling from the president, oh, our butts are tired. There's going to be another hearing, so come back and ask your questions then, you know? I thought, oh, wow.
Mary.
What the hell's her name?
Mary.
What?
Mary.
Mary, yeah. I just thought, wow, hopefully somebody's going to dethrone her at the next opportunity, because she's doing a lousy job as president of council.
Well, we'll see what's on other people's mind. Keep listening.
But, yeah, well, you know, one can only hope. I mean, I'll give Thaddeus Smith, kudos, because he read Exhibit B of that ordinance, and he picked out some things that were very important. But again, I had to ask that question about AutoCAD and this and that. It has nothing to do with what an economic developer needs in his quiver to court business, industry, so on and so forth. And for the regional planning woman to get up there and say, oh, it's necessary, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, I got to believe regional planning, if not the engineers, have that software. All they have to do, it's engineering software, shows in 3D rendering, so on and so forth, and global positioning information. They don't have to know that. Someone can point it out on the models and stuff. So they are headed in somewhat of the right direction. I kind of liken it to Christopher Columbus. He didn't land where he thought he was going to land, but he did hit land, you know?
Well,
so we can only keep our fingers crossed and hope that things will work out, hopefully get us back on the right track.
We'll see. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, phone lines are open. And I think a lot of people were giving Thad Smith a lot of credit last night for offering these amendments. He obviously had thought of them before the meeting, and there were several of them he wanted to offer. Now, some could not be done because you cannot mandate that somebody live in an area for a job. So that kind of went by the wayside. But, you know, he was there and he had some ideas. So, you know, that's something I think you want. Spoke up. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But I that was probably the moment last night that I scratched my head the most, was when and again, I gave Twyla credit for it, saying to the mayor, where's the money for this position going to come from? And the mayor said, I don't know yet. I have some ideas, and I'm working with the budget director to work those out. Now, we're 2.5 months away from the beginning of the year here. Go ahead, caller.
All right. Let's get away from the little city and county of Marion economic development for a second and take a step back and just go statewide. I was reading an article. Good morning for the second time, Scott.
Good morning.
I was reading an article this morning. It was 10 TV, and it was about the state of Ohio, and the title is Ohio is Witnessing a Migration Wave as Residents Exit State in Search of Better Opportunities. And it said just 14 of Ohio's 88 counties were seeing growth, and all of the rest of them were seeing decline. And, okay, so the counties seeing the most growth, obviously Delaware. And we've got Union, Pickaway, Fairfield, Licking, Madison. And we all know where Delaware and Union are, but your other ones were down where Intel has been lying to us and telling us they're going to go in. So everywhere else is seeing a decline, seven other counties. But the deaths in Ohio are outpacing births. So when we're talking about economic development, it doesn't matter if this person has a magic wand. We need to adapt with what we have and not over, like we've done with Intel. We put all of our eggs in one basket. We don't shoot for the moon. We just, shoot for the Empire State Building or something. Tamper this down, be realistic, and be really good about it. How's that?
Well, yeah. I don't think anybody doesn't want to see economic development in Marion. I just think, I guess I always get a little confused at these events. Because, and I've said this many times, I understand why people like to go way off into areas that are interesting. But I just think when you're up there at council and you meet once a week, and council only meets every other week, and you get a shot in the box, there are some systemic questions. I mean, I don't know that, you know, these programs that they want this person
right.
to do.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Or
it, I mean, there should be some things like, you know, they were talking about making a college degree... like preferable. No, it really should be mandatory if we're going to be paying out six figures or equivalent experience. You know, you can always throw that in there.
Right, but
as far as computer programming, I don't care. And if Evelyn says something, I'm smart. I personally think Evelyn is one of the smartest people in the county. So if Evelyn says it, I believe it.
Well, I guess all I'm saying is there is no position if there is no money. And there,
right.
if there is no money, I just
coming from the checkbook, Sean. Remember, as long as the checks don't bounce, there's money.
Yeah, but here's my point. Really, truthfully, I could not believe the mayor gave that answer because
I can't either.
Because what was shocking to me, this all started back in July. I mean, when this whole, you know, we're not going to go with can do, I'm going to start doing my research.
It was June because I stood up and said, why don't we just go ahead and take the $20,000 that we would have given them, you know, because we were halfway through the year, then why don't we just allocate it to something else that we need? Because, you know, we're already halfway through the year.
Right, but wasn't
and I was
it
told,
July?
No, they're going to need their money. It might have been the end of June because I was like beginning of July because I was like, you know, we're halfway through the year now. Why do we need to still be sitting on all their money when, you know, we would only fund them for half the year. Why would we retroactively fund them?
But the mayor has been saying, let's postpone this. I want to do some...
They thought about that, though. Remember, we needed to fund them.
Right,
we weren't
right.
going
but
to
I'm,
do that.
I'm talking about the meeting, and I believe it was in July, when it came through committee,
it
are we going to put this...
2 weeks after, or the week after... that it was like, oh, no. Now we need to take a look at this and maybe
right.
you do isn't.
But if people understand the chronology.
Overnight.
Right, but what I don't understand is the chronology of this thing, if you go back and look at it, is quite simple. In July, I believe, there was a meeting, and it was, are we going to fund CANDU or not? And Lois Fisher gave an impassioned speech and said...
We're going to raise money.
Well, said, I don't know. We've got to do this. And the mayor in that meeting stood up and said, yes, we've got a fund CANDU.
Yes.
We might not like everything they're doing,
mm-hmm.
but we've got a... And within seven
yes.
days, he came back.
Meeting.
He came back, and Lois sat down, never heard a peep out of her again,
mm-hmm.
and mayor stands up and says, economic development, please table this. I want to start
mm-hmm.
doing some research on this, and we'll convene in a few weeks. He does his research. He
mm-hmm.
comes back. He says, I need a little more time. I'm still doing research. He does some more research, and then he comes back with this, and then... It just kind of goes by the wayside for a few months. Then we get toward the end of the year. So he brings it up because he wants to get the person hired before January. He has his conversations with the county. He goes over and has a conversation with the county commissioners and says, okay, you're going to kick in your $80,000. We'll kick in our $80,000. He talks to
now,
the candidate.
Now, $80,000 was the first time we heard that last night because it's only been like $60,000.
It went from 60 to 80. True. But they've been having financial conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad Twyla asked the question because that's when we got the answer that here we are 2.5 months from when he wants this position created. He spoke about it at breakfasts. He's been researching it since July. It's his idea, you know, getting rid of CANDU. So why would you not know by now how to fund it? Why would you put it in front of council if you still don't know how you're going to fund it? Now, there's something suspicious about that.
Well, I mean, what has he had to explain to council before about funding? I mean, they've funded so much.
But I'm saying he was asked, and he had no answer.
He was finally honest about it. I mean, he's gotten caught up a few times, and it's been to his own detriment. Maybe he just figured out that telling the truth is the best thing to do.
I know
we're already paying our bills late. Okay, I know that for a fact. We're still paying bills late. Our sanitation bills or whatever transfer station bills. I want to know how we can justify paying bills late and creating a position and saying, well, we'll figure it out. This is not how you run anything, let alone a city.
But where are they going to pull money? I don't understand that.
They'll have to make cuts elsewhere.
Right, but I just, how do you go over and have a conversation, make a deal with the county commissioners? How do you present it to council?
As a citizen of the city, I would prefer to, and I would hope the council would ask too, I would prefer to see that agreement, like their resolution, if you do this, we'll do this, than it just be a handshake kind of deal. I'd rather see it in paperwork.
But I just do not, and I also found it very interesting that he said this person would report to the mayor just like all his other directors. Now, okay, is that good? You know, I mean, what power does council have at this point? They seem to be conceding a lot of power to the administration.
Well, because in theory, if the finance administration or financial position, whatever, if we consolidate the auditor and the treasurer, in theory, that would probably, it would report to him also. Now, see, this is where I would argue for a city manager, because then everybody would report to council.
Yeah, but Can-Do's money was never a mayor thing. And that's why I didn't understand Josh Daniels' speech last night. Because, you know, Can-Do was, the decision to fund was always city council. And essentially, what city council here is doing is saying, let's create a position that the mayor, that this person reports to the mayor. Now, they've got to give, apparently, the finance committee reports every so often. But what do they have the power to do? The mayor said that they report to him.
The people, I suppose, if anyone had a spine, which I doubt this will happen after the beginning of January, but if anyone had a spine, they could say, hey, we're not going to fund this position again next year. You know, I doubt that anyone, like I said, would have the intestinal fortitude to do that. But no, there's not much that they have control over anymore.
Well,
at this point, the spending that is brought to them, even if it's ridiculous, they don't say no to it. And if it's after the fact, they have to say yes to it unless they're mad.
Well, I will say this. I gave Twyla Lang praise this morning, and I feel it was worthwhile because
I was surprised that it was her.
If she had not asked the question, we would not have gotten that answer, and I don't think the mayor saw that question coming. So
because I wasn't there.
So
that's the reason why.
But I give her credit. But I will also say to Twyla,
she is the finance chair, Scott. Should we have to give the finance chair credit?
Well, I give the credit. I give the credit to anybody because nobody's asking those questions. You know.
Well, ironically, it was October 28th last year when I was asking questions about how we were funding the bus.
And no, I'm talking about council.
And I know, but because no one else would ask, because I was asking questions is when I was shouted at. So this is like the first time in a year that someone's asked him where the money's coming from.
Right. But I just...
In 2 years, I guess I should say.
I do not think that anybody on council would have asked him if she had not. And
I don't get that.
Okay, but...
They're doing us a disservice by that, all of them. Even the ones that I like. You're doing us a disservice by not asking where this money's coming from.
Well, and Twyla did. But I want to go on the record here, and I can't read the future. My crystal ball is in the Hawk shop here. I don't have a crystal ball. But I'm also going to say to Twyla that, Twyla, if you vote for this and you don't have an answer to that question yet, then why'd you even ask it?
Touche. Now, another thing we should discuss briefly while people may or may not be listening is that $250,000 check that we may or may not be getting from the county auditor because we were late filing our paperwork with them.
Don't you think that'll be smoothed out? Now, I hate to be Pollyanna about that, but you know.
I think it will be, but I think that if we lived in a bigger county, it might not be.
It might not be, but you know, that was kind of, I'll tell you, I was in the room last night, and I think that was supposed to be like a big bomb being dropped off, and it was just kind of like, okay. And I think one of the reasons it got deflated was because the auditor agreed. She said, well, yeah, it was the first.
If for anyone that's listening that didn't pay attention, we send a a budget over to the county, and when they collect property taxes, they give us X amount of it, and we tell them, you know, based on these calculations, this is how much money we think we're going to need, and we send it over to them, and they go, okay, here's your check. Well, we're supposed to do that. Was it September 31st, October 1st?
October 1st, yeah.
Okay, and they were just passing the legislation to do it last night, so we're like 2 weeks late.
Right, and there's...
In theory, they could withhold the check, but we, you know, we live one city, one county. Obviously, I don't think Cassota's office is going to do us like that. But if we lived in a big county like Franklin County, where they have other townships and stuff, they could say, and keep our... It's $250,000, so it could have been a $250,000 mistake.
Well, and I'm not... Listen, here's the thing. Now, here's what I have a question with about that. Now, I'm not saying... It is the auditor's job. It absolutely is the auditor's job. But again, the finance committee likes to get wrapped up in her stuff.
Now, that budget should have came through them. Like, it should have been discussed before last night, because that piece of legislation came through them before last night.
Right, and I keep hearing from them that, you know, we get this late, we get this late, we get this late, but then they also say...
I would have those due dates marked down myself.
Right.
I would ask about those things before those due dates.
It's always confusing to me, because they say, well, that didn't sound right to me, and I don't think that is the date.
I would know that this form is due September 3rd, and by August 15th, I would be asking about that form.
Right. And none of them...
If I hadn't heard about it already, if not sooner.
I just... To me, that is always peculiar, because that's what makes me think that there's a gotcha atmosphere down there. You know, we're going to wait for you to go over this and not do your job. Not that she shouldn't be doing her job, but we're going to wait for you to trip up, and then we're going to call you on it.
Well, but here's the thing, is letting her fail in that situation, and while we agree that we don't think Cassota's office will do us like that, and they probably don't think Cassota's office will do us like that either, so it was okay to allow her to fail in this situation. If Cassota's office wanted to do, I mean, it would be perfectly within their rights to tell us, no, you can't have your money, or no,
well,
you're not
happen.
Entitled to this
it could
money.
Happen.
But so they would be within their rights. We don't think that they'll do that. But if she did, the city would be out $250,000.
But now here's the thing.
It wouldn't be them up there with their little attitudes arguing and bickering and wanting to one-up you. It would be the taxpayers that are out $250,000.
Yep. But again, isn't there also a budget director who worked in the auditor's office who knows about these things as well? I heard her getting some praise last night. And does she not know about this stuff either? I thought this budget director position, I'm going to say it again, was sold on the idea that it's going to help the auditor. Well, okay.
I don't have an answer for you on that one. I mean, you would think after 2 years or 18 months or whatever, I'll give Troiano some credit, some benefit of the doubt. She had little to no time to train in the job, and I'm sure it's a complex job.
I just don't, and last night, you know, that whole idea about how we're going to pay for this economic position, you know, the mayor, I don't know, Miss Troiano and I will get together on this one, and Troiano, you know, is kind of laughing there. What?
Yeah.
I didn't, what? I mean, you know, these are, there's something.
No, when you're proposing something new, especially at that dollar amount, you say, okay, we've got our $41,000 in savings from CanDo. We can cut $5,000 from this budget over here because we haven't used it and blah, 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 and we went ahead and bumped it up anyways. We know this person is retiring in this department, so half of their salary or a third of their salary is going to be gone because we're going to be replacing them with someone at a lesser salary. You know, I mean, you go through and say, these are where we're making the savings and we're going to come up with excess money.
But remember, 8 other council members and nobody said, you're proposing this for us to pass, and you don't know where the money's coming from yet?
Well, I think they're just kind of used to that.
Well, you know what? They get paid. They get paid to ask those questions.
Mm-hmm. And it is what it is at this point. I mean, it's just, that's why last night I didn't even go. I was having a hell of a day to begin with, and I thought, well, I'd go sit up there and listen to that. And then I fell asleep during building code guide and woke up, and it was 3 hours long. I was like, I am so glad I did not go waste my time doing that.
Well, I guess the bottom line, in my opinion, of the whole
but
thing...
But what was accomplished yesterday, Scott?
Well, again, I think the only thing I can say is there was some conversation that I think was productive. But, where it goes from here, I hope that's on people's mind. And wasn't it you who said you heard that
the audit's coming down?
Well, not the audit, but that they already have somebody earmarked for this position, economic development.
It's been floated around.
Yeah.
Somebody changed their name to community, or one of their community builder changed something on their Facebook page to community builder. And yeah,
right. Wasn't so, and it was Bodine, right?
No, it wasn't. But I thought that there's a couple different people. I think the Bodine position only because they would have been able to justify the salary. But now that they're like, we don't know where the money's coming from, I don't think they're going to do away with their job and consolidate.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. You know, again, I don't know if that's happening, but I've heard that people have said that, and. You know, if that is indeed how they're going to pay for it, but they don't want to say that's how they're going to pay for it, because obviously that would tip their hat that they've already got the person chosen who they want to have that position.
If that should happen, we should all just riot. I'm sorry. If we got rid of Can-Do, and I mean, like him or not, Comstock at least had a degree, a master's degree in whatever it was that he was doing. I mean, this guy's designed the same logo for, like, 15 different companies. How does that make you an economic developer?
Didn't the mayor say last night when it came down to should the person have a bachelor's degree or not that sometimes people who run a gas station do it really well and maybe we should hire that person if they have economic development?
And, you know, sometimes just because you own a business doesn't mean that you're... I've always said a lot of times in restaurants, the best sandwich maker gets promoted to the manager. And just because they're the best sandwich maker doesn't mean that they're going to be the best manager. So just because he might be good at logos and PowerPoints, that doesn't mean that he actually knows what it means to develop something economically. I mean, they haven't even brought the Chipotle or Dollar General that they've been telling us about for 2 years.
I will just say this, on that note, is when Thaddeus Smith, said that he, when the conversation came, when they wanted to change the qualifications to required instead of desired, that was the only thing the mayor did not like, because he felt that, that's going to disqualify some people.
But when I mentioned that Jeff Ratliff, who is the assistant law director, has an 8-year law degree and a law license and only makes $107,000 a year, Thad Smith said, well, that's his choice to work here.
Yeah, but there's something fishy.
But he can go anywhere and work that he wants to. And now we're going to pay somebody with a high school diploma more money than him?
Yeah, but
That's not screwed up in anybody else's mind?
No, but Thad was trying to change that. And when he did, that's the problem the mayor had, which, you know, I'm no crime mystery.
Dad was reading that same job description when he said to me what he said about Jeff Ratliff.
Well, he might have, and if he...
degree was preferred.
Maybe he just doesn't like Jeff. I don't know.
Well, maybe he went home and reflected, like, oh, wow, we're paying a high school graduate more than we're paying an attorney, a seasoned attorney.
Right, but my point is... To the point is the mayor had a problem with that. That didn't have a problem, and council didn't have a problem, but the mayor did. And that's suspect to me, because who is getting disqualified if that gets done, if those become required positions? Because nobody's applied for this job yet that I'm aware of, because it's not available. So why is that so important?
Because whoever he's got handpicked for it doesn't have a bachelor's degree.
Maybe. And I think, again, if this is wrong, let's see the information. I mean,
I'm with Terry. Let a third party, outside headhunters, let them pick a pool of candidates and let them interview for it.
Well, we'll see what happens. Hey, thanks for calling.
Bye, Scott.
Bye-bye. We only got about 5 minutes left, but if you'd like to call in, feel free. 740-383-9944. And again, I don't have a crystal ball, but people should be asking questions about a lot of this stuff. You know, why was it not a good idea to make these required positions? I don't know. Go ahead, caller.
Bill Collins, love ya, man!
There you go.
You know something about that, and now I think I'd like to plant this seed of thought to Collins looking for a jobs and economic development individual. This person, one of the major criteria would be a book of business. Essentially, that book of business would be one hell of a network, knowing people on the state government, local government, surrounding entities, and having those connections to utilize to build an economic development program for Marion. And another key thing which came out, and it's probably lost in the dust, but I think Kevin Smith mentioned it many sessions ago, job retention. It's kind of like in advertising. Where do you go for new business? You go to former clients. And there hasn't been enough helping and nurturing of existing companies that may be teeter-tottering. Gee, should I invest a couple million here? How can I get it? I need to, you know, I could use some help, et cetera, et cetera. Another fact that came out of the Albert Enterprise Center was within a 45-mile radius of Marion are over 500 manufacturers, companies that are less than 100 employees.
Well,
but that's a key element that needs to be considered when looking for this economic development director, that somebody who's got, as I call it, a book of business, has the connections, state, local, so on and so forth, and within the trades.
Well, we'll see where it goes.
Very important.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we've got about 2 minutes left, so if anybody else would like to weigh in here, feel free, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But I certainly think that there are some odd questions here. Now, maybe we'll get answers. And again, this is speculation. This is not fact. Where is all this going, and what does all this mean? Go ahead, caller.
Well, this fog is a little thicker than pea soup. I think you need a butcher's knife to cut this fog.
It might be this morning. It was a little rough out there.
Why, what we have to do is, Cody Caledonia going to be on the ballot so I could hear him maybe get elected to be on the air again?
I don't think he's on the ballot. I think he's having a bad way to go over there in Caledonia. I read a Facebook post this morning, and I think there's some bad news slide in his way. I don't know.
Well, I'd be a little nosy. It isn't physically with him. It's maybe just...
No, not physically. No. I think he's having some battles over there, and apparently they're not going very well.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, Cody, if you're out there, call us in. I kind of miss your opinions and stuff. That makes a lot of difference. And Scott, P-Frog and Thick Fog, you can't even cut this with a knife, can you, buddy?
You can't cut it with a knife. It is thick out there.
Okay, bye.
Thank you, bye-bye. Yeah, I'm not sure. I read a post this morning that Cody had put up, but I have no idea what it had to do with, but it seemed as if there was some trouble over in the Caledonia area, but we're down to a minute, so maybe we can get into that tomorrow. I don't know what's going on over there, but some kind of dust up, apparently, and people aren't happy, or Cody isn't happy, but we'll find out maybe along the way here, or call somebody in Caledonia. Maybe they know what's going on over there, the area, you know, the metropolis it is. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Which is above you.
I know.
Yeah. All you'd have to do is raise your hands and energize our transmitter.
to formerly of WNCI